You pay good money for relaxing scenes like this. After all, there's nothing quite like messing about in boats. But this isn't the tranquil backwater it looks.
You've had a week!
How much longer is it going to be?
We can't just sit here indefinitely.
We can't sit here indefinitely.
We just can't do it. We have commitments.
We have.
At least 15 boats have been stranded here for the past week. And the boaters aren't happy with the man from British Waterways.
Excuse me, would you mind turning that off, please? I have no intention of being quoted. Can you talk to our press office, please?
Janet Lane needs to get home to Whitby, but a collapsed wall downstream and a lack of water up means she's going nowhere.
It's just frustration, really, because we just don't get the information about what's happening. They say things like, we sent you a letter. Not a lot of point in sending letters when we're on a boat to our home address.
The bus service is just at the end of the street. So there are worse places to be stranded, but it's the fact that we want to be somewhere else.
The real problem has been lack of information, and then, of course, rumours. Instead of being told exactly what's going on, we've been fed all sorts of misinformation, really.
Local householders have been helping with water supplies, and after the boaters had their say, British Waterways stepped in with some coal.
There you go, that'll keep your, your fire
burning. Thank
you
very much. Thank you.
Okay.
Work on the collapsed wall is nearly finished, but the mortar needs to dry and the drained canal filled up again. It means at least 2 more days waiting.
We had a major leak last Friday, and we've got a team that worked over the weekend, and those works are progressing very, very well. My intention this morning is to make sure that we really improve on the communications with this particular group.
Of course, there is at least one blessing. The boaters do have everything they need to keep themselves comfortable. An enforced holiday like this might seem ideal to most of us, but for them, it's just resulted in a severe case of cabin fever. Cathy Killick, BBC Look North, aboard the Lisa Marie in Rodley.